In this bulletin, the Prime Minister to present Jackie Lambie with amendments to the Medivac laws. ASIO confirms an active investigation into Chinese espionage. And Poland wins Junior Eurovision for the second year in a row. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is due to meet Senate crossbencher Jackie Lambie to discuss amendments to the refugee medical transfer laws. Federal Parliament reconvenes this week. The amendments may relieve Ms. Lambie's concerns about undoing the system that allows doctors to request more than 100 transfers to Australia. Ms. Lambie says she hopes a deal will be made by the end of the week.
Anything that's got to do with humanity is always really, really difficult to have to take a vote on. So, you know, that's why it's taken a little longer than I know that many people would have hoped. So, like I said, hopefully over the next few days, we can, between myself and Pete Dutton, we can get this sorted and certainly get a vote taken on.
Australian spy agency ASIO has confirmed an active investigation was already underway into alleged Chinese espionage. In a rare statement, Director General of Security Mike Burgess says ASIO has been taking seriously allegations the Chinese government is planting spies in Australia and suspicions regarding the death of Liberal Party member and Melbourne luxury car dealer Bo Nick Zhao is connected to the Chinese Communist Party. Mr. Zhao was found dead in a Melbourne motel room in March this year. He allegedly informed ASIO about attempts to inject a Chinese spy into Australia. A coronial inquiry into Mr. Zhao's death will take place. Mr. Burgess alleges ASIO's commitment to continuing to protect Australia from dangerous foreign intelligence efforts. The latest news poll shows the Coalition is ahead of Labor on a two-party preferred basis, 51% to 49%. The results also reveal Labor leader Anthony Albanese and Prime Minister Scott Morrison received negative performance ratings. The Coalition's primary vote remained at 41% compared to 33% for Labor. The service has changed to an online survey to improve accuracy after its previous methodology incorrectly predicted the May election result. The Italian Coast Guard says the bodies of five women have been retrieved near the southern Italian island of Lampedusa after a boat capsized in bad sea conditions. On Saturday, 149 people, including 13 women and three children, were rescued from the sinking 10-metre vessel after it was reported to be in distress in waters near Lampedusa. Survivors say up to 20 people were unaccounted for, with those missing at sea likely to be from Algeria, Tunisia and Pakistan. Hundreds of migrants have died in recent years trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea from northern Africa to Italy. Still overseas, close to 2.7 million Hong Kong residents have voted in local elections, seen as a test of public support for anti-government protests that have persisted for more than 5 months. Pro-democracy protester Joshua Wong says he will not stop fighting for a free Hong Kong and is urging residents to vote.
As the only candidate being disqualified by Beijing, which proved election in Hong Kong is being manipulated by the communist authorities. However, even they censor me out from the ballot, lock me up in prison, it would just encourage me continue to fight for future with an even stronger determination. Since our protest movement start from June, I urge more people around the world to stand with Hong Kong and more Hong Kongers should come out to vote.
Former New York mayor and businessman Michael Bloomberg has confirmed he'll run for United States president as a Democratic contender. The 77-year-old says he wants to defeat current US President Donald Trump to rebuild the country and avoid what he calls further reckless, unethical actions. In March, the media mogul said he didn't plan to run for the White House, but he has now filed his paperwork for the 2020 Democratic presidential race. Poland's Vicky Gabor has won the Junior Eurovision contest, beating 18 countries for the top prize. It's the first time a country has won back-to-back Junior Eurovision titles, with Vicky Gabor performing and winning on home soil. The competition involves singers aged between 9 and 14 from across Europe and Australia. Kazakhstan and Spain placed second and third after 3.7 million voters were included in the final scores. Let's take a look at the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth, a top of 29. In Adelaide, a possible shower and 28. Much the same for Melbourne, 27 degrees. A late shower for Hobart, 24. Possible smoke haze in Canberra and 32 degrees. Much the same for Wollongong with a possible shower as well, 27. Smoke haze for Sydney and 29. A shower or two developing in Newcastle, also 29 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Brisbane today and 29. Possible morning shower in Cairns, 31 degrees and 34 with a possible storm and a shower for Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.